Hello and welcome to the AIS Training Hall for tonight's match between the Canberra Transat Capitals and the Sunflowers from Japan. It should be an interesting game tonight. The Capitals coming off a loss last night, of course, to the AIS in what was a very interesting overtime match. The first time that, we have seen the AIS with a win here in the past few weeks. Now, we will see how this Jumo Sunflowers line up in just a moment. It looks like Uga Yamada in the centre with Tracy Beattie. Yeah. Has the ball out of the centre, won by Beattie, and it will be Beattie now who gets it back from Abrams and eventually getting it to the hoop. The foul being called on Tracy Beattie, and we will have Beattie going to the line for the first time. As we're still setting ourselves up here, but Peter Buckle is about to join us. Probably need to put the earplugs on first, I think, but we'll give that a try. We'll get this worked out in a moment. But Bucks, try them first. As Beattie makes the first. And the second, so the Caps out to a 2-point lead. Just hooks. As the Sunflowers go down, carrying the ball down that time was Tananka, who pulls up on the layup and just can't quite make the shot, but will be fouled and goes to the line for a couple of free throws. And, Peter Buckle, we'll get you mic'd up now. And we'll be away. So, Peter, an interesting night tonight after you watched the AIS last night.
Yeah, very much so, mate. It's Japan playing the Caps. It's going to be a good game. Hell of a game last night by the Institute and Canberra in the overtime wins of the two. It was a great game.
Was indeed. It's all tied up as Yamada makes the free throws. Beattie working down in the paint now. And just Beattie has really stepped up over the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, she's come on in leaps and bounds. The last 3 years, she's making post moves now that she wouldn't have even dreamt of, I think, 2 years ago.
Mm. At the other end, the Sunflowers make the shot that time. It's going up on the board once again. Well, they got it down as the 25, but I know it was the 14 of Yamada. So Yamada now with 4 points for the game. The Caps sharing it round with Abrams driving baseline, just tried to get it inside to Krista Hayes. Beattie does the rebounding, and we have the Caps back out to a 6-4 lead with 8 minutes 31. The Sunflowers, do you know much about them, Bucks?
No, look, they've been touring around Australia. They've played over in Adelaide, and I think they played in Melbourne recently. So they've played around. I think they play this weekend here in Canberra and finish their tour, I think, and then they head back to Japan.
The Jumo Sunflowers as Hurst brings the ball back up the floor. Bounce past Abrams on the 45 right-hand side. She goes back to Hurst now. Hurst drives to the baseline. Hayes gives her a bit of a screen, but the shot doesn't fall. Rebounded that time by Yamada. Gets it down court into the hands of Tananka. Tananka gets it into Uga. Uga drives to the low post, puts up the shot, doesn't fall. Great work by Tananka to do the rebounding that time on the baseline, Bucks.
Yeah, she came out of nowhere to get that board. She floated through there. That was great.
Uga down to Tananka.
And then bangs it from the baseline.
Yeah, great shot there. Nice little jump shot. And it's back to 6-all. Abrams gets on the fast break. And the layup there, she did that very nonchalantly in the end.
Yeah, it was a good catch. It was a bit of a tough pass by Nat Hurst, who put it through the middle there, threading the needle. But great catch by Abrams and way to poise to finish that shot.
Uga now. Yuka Uga gets it on to Tananka. Tananka then over to the right side, Yoshida. Yoshida goes back to the left-hand side from almost the same range, but this time Tananka can't make the shot, and it's back in the hands of the Capitals, who bring it straight down the centre. Abrams now, as Hayes just went to go to the left, but the foul was being called on Chuna, as she just got into Hayes' back there, as Hayes was trying to break to the basket.
Yeah, mate, that's exactly right. Hayes just needs to sit back a little bit further and probably catch that and get a layup. But you can see Hayes is a pretty good recruit for Canberra.
Yeah, pick up inbound pass, the Jackson play, as we like to call it. I don't know what you guys at the Caps used to call it, but it went to Hayes that time, came off the iron, then Abrams chased it down, gave it a beat. He goes across court to, now it's Benny this year. I was calling a beanie last night, but it's still got a leash on the back of the jumper. Hayes comes in, hook shot over the top of both Junan and Yamada. And it's its first 2 points for Hayes for the evening, as Beattie's up to six already.
You can be forgiven for the beanie comment, though, mate, in Canberra, instead of Benny. Yeah. You know, I can understand why you'd say beanie. It's a bit cold.
But for yourself, you had that season off last year, and looks like you're going to have it off again this year. And, of course, you had an addition to the family during last season too.
Yeah, that's exactly right, mate. But no, I couldn't say I'd be having it off, because currently I'm coaching in Townsville.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Oh, sorry, Bucks, I missed that. That's the reason why you can only work for a quarter.
Yeah,
I missed the press release.
That's exactly right.
Okay, good work. Glad I'm keeping up with current events.
Yeah, that's exactly right, mate. Where have you been? We played Danny Nong today, and we've got the Institute at 7:30 tonight, so after this game finishes, we're on.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I appreciate the time.
Yes, I can only stay for a little while.
No,
I can only stay for a little while.
All right. Well, Abrams now gives it off to Benny. Benny looking to go to the right-hand side. Hayes was trying to set the screen there. Inside to Hurst. Jump shot over the top. And Uga is called for the foul on Hurst. And, well, Natty Hurst is certainly full of spirits as she has come back from the World Uni Games and the successes there.
Oh, she had at the end of last season, mate, she really stepped up, I think, in the WNBL. Her grand final performance was outstanding. And then her performance at the World Uni Games, choreography and her stats was tremendous. So it's great to see Natty, a Canberra local, playing really well.
And for yourself, stepping into the chair, I know you've got a former AOS assistant coach in your ranks as well with Nikki
Bairstow. That's exactly right. Yeah, so, which is good. Nikki's here. She's has done a lot of junior coaching, but now coaching at the senior level is the thing that she's enjoying and experiencing and learning from, which is really good.
And how have you enjoyed the move up north then?
Yeah, good. No, mate, it's lovely. It's a beautiful time of the year up there. It's going to get hotter, but it's a beautiful time right now. And the it's a lovely cut by Bibby off Beattie to get a layup. But it's been a really good move for us. My wife Cassandra is a North Queenslander, so she's sort of heading back to family and relatives. So it's really good.
Congratulations on that. As Tananka tries a long-range shot, doesn't fall, but the Jumo Sunflowers get the ball back, only to lose it over again to Kelly Abrams as she brings it down the floor. Beattie around the arc to Bibby on the right-hand side. Bibby drives to the baseline, lights it up, and knocks down 4 points for the game for Jess Bibby. And, of course, I imagine taking over from Dave Herbert is an interesting experience for you now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, it's, you know, a new coach comes in and there's new structure and new things for the players to learn and a new point of emphasis probably. So it's a good learning curve for them.
And, of course, one of the things that I have heard anecdotally, particularly from the Chute girls that have been going up there, being wooed to go to Townsville, is that the front office there is quite impressive and one of the best in the league.
Yeah, look, the support and the sponsorship and the administration up there is really good. I mean, you know, Canberra have a fantastic supporter base here. Townsville is a very sporting orientated city. The Cowboys in the NRL at the moment, the Crocs in the NBL, the Fire in the WNBL. All of a population of 150,000 people. Mm. So businesses and supporters get right behind their National League clubs.
Yeah, it's good to see. And, of course, well, you've come from a program that's reasonably high profile in its own city, so that's not going to be as big a shock to the system.
No, that's exactly right. And hopefully, some of the lessons learned out of Canberra, we can take to Townsville and make it better.
Mm. at the moment. Jess Bibby has just been absolutely blinding, and her baseline drives are certainly some of the best by any guard in the league.
Oh, she's quick, mate. Yeah, she's quick. Her first step or two is really dynamite, and she can shoot the ball too, so you got to respect that.
Last time down the floor, she gave it off to Sinclair. This time it goes around, and it's going to get into the hands of Tracy Beattie in the end, as the foul has been called, and Beattie will get to shoot two. As a change being made, Yamada sits down, and Suar comes onto the court. Now, are you going to play the Juno Sunflowers over the weekend?
No, we don't. We've got to catch an early flight out on Sunday, so we don't get to play them, unfortunately.
But I guess for yourself, just getting some sort of benchmark on how you're measuring up to the other WNBL teams is going to be an important one.
Yeah, look, that's exactly right. I mean, that's why we're here. We get to play the Caps. We get to play the Chute. We get to play Dandenong. You know, WNBL clubs, WNBL standards. So we need to do that, which is great for us.
As Beattie converts both, she goes to 8 points for the game. Leading scorer on the floor as Ugar brings the ball down. Pulls up on the right elbow after she dribbled it just about over every floorboard there. Kicks it back to Chunar, and Chunar knocks it down from the, well, it was about an 18-foot J just outside the key. Sinclair now kicks it out to Gavin. Gavin drives down to the low post and banks it in. Nice move by the youngster in the Capitals rotation there. Bring it down the other end, and it goes to Yoshida. Yoshida kicks it out. Just can't quite make the play. 20-10 is the score with 3:35. And, how have you liked the move up to the head chair?
Yeah, it's good, mate. It's, you know, it's my responsibility, so there's challenges there, of course, you know, in all facets and in all directions. But that's a good thing, you know. You been assistant coach, working with some great coaches, Graffy and Tom, for 6 years, so it's nice to now step up and have a crack at it.
Yeah. So they're just going for the hookie. She will get it back as the Sunflowers have kept the rebound and eventually will go in for the layup. It's 22-14 with 3 minutes left to go. I wouldn't have asked you if I had been more up to date here, Buck. Sorry about that.
That's all right, mate. We've got 2 minutes and then I better go and get ready for this game.
Good luck tonight. The AIS really played well for a lot of that game last night, as I'm sure you have already checked the box scores.
Oh, yeah, we were here watching that game. The Chute, you know, had a really good game. They dropped a little bit there in that third quarter and allowed the Caps back in, but they battled it out, mate. They got an overtime win, which is a good effort.
Mm. As Ugar brings it back in, kicks it out, handed off from Suar. Beattie blocks the shot going out of the hand of Tanaka. And it will be a turnover as the 24-second shot clock runs out here. At the AIS Training Hall, it's Canberra up against the Jumo Sunflowers from Japan in pre-season game 3. Now, you mentioned about yourselves playing Dandenong earlier today. How was that? Were you happy with the performance?
Yeah, look, it wasn't a bad performance by us. It's, you know, our players are learning, you know, the new structure and new offensive game and defensive emphasis. So going down by 3 to Dandenong was a pretty good effort. It was pretty solid. You know, we're missing Rahani Cox, who's away with the Opal, so that'll make a big difference to our group when she comes back.
She was fantastic last year.
Yeah, she's in better shape now. She's had a great OBA season. She's playing really well with the Opals tour to Russia and to the States. So she's in great shape.
Many changes to the team that David Herbert had last year. I know you had Claudia Brassard retiring.
Claudia Brassard retired, so we've lost that. We've got Rachel Flanagan is actually playing at Dandenong. Mm-hmm. Renee Camino has moved to Adelaide, so she's playing with the Adelaide All-Stars.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Been a few big recruits there, going after a former player of yours too, Jackson, in the air. As Bibby gets the ball on the baseline, pull-up jumper, rattles out Sinclair. Couldn't do the rebounding, and it's a turnover. 23-14 as her subs back in for, and I'm going to have to work on this, but it is, of course, Benny.
It is Benny, that's exactly right. Yeah, see, Jenny Whittle's over in Adelaide too, mate, so...
It is a huge team.
Yeah, it's a huge team. It's a big team. You know, and good on them.
And they've got, I think, have they got Summerton back this year as well?
I don't believe so. There, Angela Marino's over there playing for the Adelaide team as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of former Capitals playing for the Adelaide in the WNBL.
As Hurst brings it back down, if you need to go at any stage, you better just duck off here. But Hurst over the top, looking for Beattie, cutting baseline. Ugar gets underneath Beattie. No foul called on the play that time, just the turnover. And the timeout has been called by the Sunflowers.
All right, mate, it's been good to be with you.
It's been a pleasure to catch up with you. Look forward to speaking to you before the game tonight from the sideline.
No problem, mate. See you later.
As play gets back underway here, it's 23-14, and the Sunflowers with the ball back in the hands. Inside, big block shot that time on Utsumi. And the Capitals will get the ball back now inside the last minute of this quarter. And Bibby works hard, cuts to the baseline, and will take the shot. Makes it 25-14 as we get to the final moments of this first term. 25 plays 14, another turnover. Beattie once again getting the ball back. And Hurst just lost the ball on the dribble as she got to the arc. Then going round, Beattie goes back to Bibby. Bibby looks over the top, finds Beattie in the paint. She gets mugged by two, but that opens up Hayes. Hayes can't make the shot drop. It's tapped away, though, and Hurst will come up with the rebound. So Bibby now setting up. Bibby goes to the right. Oh, she makes it easy. Gets to the right-hand lane. Shot won't drop. And Jumo Sunflowers have the ball in hand with Utsumi at the end of the first quarter. It's 25-14. It's Beattie with 8 points for the quarter. Sinclair with four. Bibby has seven. Then 2 points apiece for Gudvind. Then also to Abrams and Hayes. Then 6 points, leading scorer on the floor for the Sunflowers is Tananka. Then 2 points apiece to Uga. Also 2 points to Chunan. It was Yamada and Sua. So that's the quarter time. We'll take a break and be back with all the second quarter action. So as we come out of the quarter time break here, sportradio.com.au bring you all the pre-season action from the training hall tonight. And we're looking forward to an interesting game a little bit later on in the form of AIS versus Townsville. So as we get set for the second term, it will be the Sunflowers with the ball. Jumo getting the ball inside quickly. First up, it goes to Ugar. Ugar gets it up to Sua. Sua goes to the left side into the hand of Utsun. And Utsumi is fouled as she was driving to the basket. Looking at the quarter time percentages, the Jumo Sunflowers shooting at 29.4, 100% from the free throw line. However, they've only had the four free throws. This time, bringing it inside. Sua makes the shot from the paint. And it's back to a 25-16 game with 9:30 left on the halftime. Bibby inside, then to Beattie. Beattie gives it to Gavin. Gavin drives in down baseline, does her own rebounding when it won't fall, puts it back up, and a good play there for Gavin, moving to 4 points for the game. Now Ugar, Tananka. Tananka goes right side on the baseline, kicks it back inside that time, getting it across to Chunan, and Chunan makes the shot. 27-18, 9-point game. Gavin on the right side, gives it inside to Hayes. Hayes on the lane, halfway up the lane on the right-hand side, makes the J. And it's up to 29-18, Caps favour. As driving in that time goes to Tananka. Tananka just tried the outlet pass that time over the baseline, it falls. And it will be a turnover to the Capitals. Bibby now looking to inbound the ball. Gives it to Hurst. So Hurst now carrying it back down the right wing, again to Gavin. Gavin driving baseline again, could hand it off, does hand it off to Beattie. Beattie has to go back, lucky not to be called for a travel that time. Gives it to Hayes. Hayes on the left, goes to Bibby. Bibby, pull up jump shot, doesn't fall. Beattie couldn't get the rebound, and it's off to the races now as Yoshida carries it down, kicks it out on the baseline, and a travel being called that time on Yutsumi. So Yutsumi, shot not counting, and it'll be the Capitals ball from the side. Hayes brings it in now to Hurst. Hurst over the top to Beattie. Beattie then back to Hurst. Hurst thinks about the shot, then goes down to the baseline. She gets mugged. No one to help her. She's trying to pivot. Eventually, it's Beattie who comes over, high post right side, kicks it out to Gavin, now goes into Hayes, and the foul has been called once again on to the 53 of Hayashi. Hayashi there, just first personal foul on the 53 of the Jumo Sunflowers. So as we get things back underway, inbound pass eventually gets it over to Benny. Beattie in the paint. Sinclair couldn't quite get the shot to drop that time. Immediately the transition takes place. Ugar gets it down to Utsumi. Doesn't want a drop for the Jumo Sunflowers tonight, and the Capitals carry it back. It rattled around the ring, and Hurst brings it back down and knocks down a three-point throw from the top of the arc. Ugar now goes back, gives it to Utsumi, then to the right side, Yoshida, back over to Utsumi. Their shot doesn't drop as she tries a three-pointer. It gives it back to Ugar, then to Hayashi. Back to Ugar for the shot from the top of the key. Beattie does the rebounding, and it's 32-18 with 6 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the term. Caps basketball here at the AS Training Hall. Inbound pass from Benny to Sinclair. Tapped away, but the foul has been called. And it will be the second team foul. First personal foul on Sumwa. As the inbound ball goes to Hurst. They get to Beattie in the paint. Beattie's trapped under the basket. Has to dribble out, then kicks it back to Abrams, but Beattie is pinged for parking in the paint, and that will force the turnover. Sunflowers back into attack. Yusumi gives it off to Sumwa, back to Yoshida. Yoshida now kicks it back to Utsumi, who was working hard, cutting around, certainly liking to move Utsumi. Yoshida now left side to Ugar. Ugar down to Sumwa. Sumo bounces up and then eventually drops through. 32-20 now as Hurst is on the break. Gets to the left side, pulls up, and goes back to Abrams, then back to Benny. Beattie now goes to Abrams for three. It's short and the Sunflowers. Oh, Beattie has been called for the foul. She reached over Sumwa, and Sumwa will benefit from that. Only the second personal foul on Tracy Beattie as Krista Hayes come back onto the floor. Beattie sits down, and the Sunflowers will restart play. 12-point deficit here with 5 minutes and 48 seconds left to go. Into the hands of Hayashi, hands it back off to Ugar. Ugar now bounce pass inside, gives it to Sumwa. Sumwa now tries to hook shot over Hayes. In the end, the ball is over the baseline, and the Caps will get it back once again. Abrams now down the right-hand side has got Hurst in the corner, goes to Sinclair, who ends up sitting on the ball. Jump ball is going to take place, and it will be the Sunflowers. Well, no. Sunflowers. No, Caps ball, in fact. So the Caps ball here to restart play. Abrams now gets the ball back, goes left side, gives it to Benny for three, hits the front of the iron. Sinclair just couldn't quite get there, but Krista Hayes has got there in time and has made the 2 points. 34-20 is the Sunflower set up. Yoshida on the 45, brings it round to the top of the key, then gives it to Ungar. Ungar knocks down the three and moves to 5 points for the game. 34-23, back to an 11-point break as Hayes drives down the right lane. Basket counts and Hayes will go to the line. Suwar will pick up her second personal as the change is being rung now. Chunan and also just trying to pick up who else came back out. I think it was Yamada also coming back out onto the floor. No, it wasn't. In fact, it was Tanaka. Hayes couldn't make the bonus, and Yoshida comes up with a rebound. Quick break. Utsuni goes down to the baseline and then throws it away. A hard pass looking for Tanaka, but not able to control it. So, over the sideline, the turnover results. As the Capitals now look to restart play. 36 plays, 23. Over the top. Oh, good work from Sumar. Just blocking the pass inside to Hay that time. And it will be Yoshida who restarts it all here. In the... Well, Sunflowers. Points. Gets back to a 10-point ball game. 36-26. As... Benny drives hard down the baseline. Pull-up jumper in the paint is good. Quick transition now. Goes into the hands that time of Tanaka, who tries to drive in, slapped from behind, and the foul will go. I think that time it's being called on the number 11. In fact, I think it might have been inbound ball now, going back. Utsumi then into the hands of Yoshida. And it goes out again to Tanaka. Tanaka tries the three-point shot, doesn't come down, but Beattie seemed to throw the ball away that time, putting it into the hands of Yoshida, and the turnover has resulted for points for Japan. The Jumo Sunflowers now back to a 10-point ball game. Abrams brings the ball back down the floor. As this time, Gavin can't make the drive to the basket payoff. Hayes locks it up along with Utsumi. And the ball will be from the side. The advantage this time going to the Sunflowers. And, well, Benny sits down. Gavina sits down. Bibby and Hurst come back out onto the floor. Yoshida now. Just working quickly up over the half. Yoshida on the right-hand side gives it into the hands of Tanaka. Tanaka then gets the ball over to Utsumi. Utsumi back to the right side for Tanaka. Tanaka nails the three, moves to 11 points for the game. 38 plays 31 as Hurst has the ball back. Three-point shootout now as Hurst nails another. As Chunan... And Yoshida bringing it back over. Hurst just pushes Chunan out the way. Goes left side to Tanaka again. Pulls up on the left elbow. Has to outlet it that time to Utsumi. Utsumi goes back to Yoshida. Yoshida throws the ball into the leg that time of Beattie. It's over the baseline. 7 seconds remaining on the shot clock. As, oh, Suwar gets the inbound pass. Beattie is drawn on the foul. And the shots count. So that will be the third personal for Tracy Beattie. Noticing Caitlin Cunningham not suited up tonight. On the Capitals bench. As... Well, the bonus rattles round. Sinclair does the rebounding. 41-33, 2 minutes and 39 seconds left to go in the half. Yoshida kicks it down to the baseline, but the pass again too wide for Tanaka. And The Caps call a timeout as the turnover is affected. 41-33, timeout here at the training hall as the Caps face the Jumo Sunflowers from Japan. Teams coming back out onto the floor now after the timeout. 2 minutes 32 left to go in the half. And the Capitals have the ball in hand. Abrams now, Hurst, Sinclair. Abrams takes it all the way. Layup won't fall. Suwar comes up with it. Yoshida gives it down to Utsumi. Utsumi goes back to Yoshida. Yoshida looking around, kicks it right side. Right side was Chunar. Chunar gives it back to Utsumi. Then back to Yoshida. Hands it back to Tanaka. Block shot by Bibby that time. And Hayes comes down with the ball. Gives it back to Bibby. Bibby from downtown hits the iron. And it's tapped away. Oh, Yoshida tapped it away. Block shot by Sunwar. Chunan coming up with the ball. Gives it to Tanaka and Yoshida will carry it down. Right hand side. Utsumi. Utsumi back to Yoshida. Yoshida kicks it left side. Looking around, Tanaka goes to the right, gives it to Suwar. Suwar back to Tanaka, then off to the left. Oh, Yoshida over the head, gives it off to Chunan, and the shot just won't drop. Suwar couldn't get there in time to pick up the rebound. Hurst brings it back down the floor. Bibby back to Hurst to Bibby. Over the top to Sinclair, trying to work in the paint. Her layup hit the underside of the backboard. Sunflowers get it on the fast lane. Tanaka, oh, she leaves the layup short. 41-33, a minute 13 left to play as Abrams holds the ball up just to set the play. Hurst now working it around. Looking, comes to the right side, back over to the left. She finds Bibby. Bibby on the left 45. Driving down the left lane. Pull-up jump shot is good. And Bibby back up to 9 points. Leading scorer for the Caps tonight. Yoshida. Ball in hand now. Goes to the left. Gives it to Tanaka. Then back to the right-hand side. And into the hand again of Yoshida. Yoshida puts up the shot. Doesn't fall. Whistle on the play. I think that's Natalie Hurst. No. The foul is being called against Chunan. So Chunan gets her second personal foul with 36.3 seconds left in the term. Hurst now. Bringing the ball back. Hurst straight down the floor. Oh, pull-up jumper from Hurst. She broke to the left-hand side. And the 12-foot J was good. 45 plays 33 here. As Yoshida now, on the right-hand side, goes there again, giving the ball to Tanaka. Tanaka to Utsumi. Utsumi, handoff back from Shinada to Tanaka. Then to Yoshida. Yoshida's pass just looked out of sorts as the shot clock ran down. Utsumi put the shot in the air. It hit the iron, but wasn't able to be converted. And that is halftime here at the AIS Training Hall. The Capitals leading at the halftime break, 45-33. As we come back from the halftime break here, it seems that the Capitals weren't quite ready here as, they are running out. They have not gone back out to the bench. They've gone straight out onto the court. Coach Graff only just sitting down now. They're about 3 minutes late, so I can imagine some, questions will be asked. In a WNBL match, that is a fine, of course. I'm not sure if in the pre-season it is as well. Sport Radio, bringing you with all the action here from the training hall as Bibby drives in hard. She's carrying the ball in. She's taking a moment as it looks like she might have hit her head on the floor. As Tanaka gets the blocking foul called on her, that's her first personal foul. The Caps for the half shooting at 51.4% for the Jumo Sunflowers. They are at 36.1 as Hayes now right side goes to Bibby, gives it to Beattie. Beattie now just trying to work it on the baseline, but eventually goes to Bibby. But she had a foot on the line, which has forced the turnover. Ugar now going around, giving it that time to Yoshida. Then off to Chunar. Chunar now back to Yoshida, back to Ugar. Ugar gives it into the hands that time of Tanaka. Tanaka's shot falls away. Yakana gets the rebound, taps it back, and eventually the shot will go in by Tanaka. Tanaka with 12 points for the game. Hurst now gives it to Beattie, top of the key. Left side goes to Abrams. Abrams just looking around inside there. Beattie, Beattie in the paint, gets mugged. And both refs, or two out of the three refs, coming up with fouls. And it will be the second personal foul on Ugar. So, inbound ball goes to Abrams. Pass to Hayes was too long. Ugar, Tanaka, back to Ugar. Shot won't drop, and Hurst. Oh, the ball bounced over her reach that time. She had to go back and find it. 45 plays 35 here at the training hall. As the pass from Beattie going back out to Hurst was too wide, and it's over the sideline. So, as we look at some more of the stats, the Caps shooting at 28.6, making 2 from 7 from the 3-point arc, 3 from 9, 33.3% is the Sumo Jumo Sunflowers percentage, 80% from the line, 4 from 5 for the Jumo Sunflowers in the first half. 5 from 9, 55.6%. As Jumo, back in control, gives the ball that time to Tanaka. Tanaka, Chunar, but the pass from Chunar is intercepted by Hurst. Hurst brings it down the floor now. Bibby, Bibby just taunting the Sunflowers in Tanaka, then gives it off to Sinclair, and Sinclair makes the basket. So Sinclair now moves along to six points for the game. Inside, it's hard pass that time from Tanaka going to Yamada, but Yamada, well, didn't get the last touch on it. The referees thought that Hayes did. So bounce pass inboard goes to Yoshida, then off into the hands of Tanaka. Tanaka goes left side to Chunar, into the corner, it goes back to Yoshida, then back out to Ungar. Ungar leaves the shot short, and Abrams will come up with it again. Down the right side, it was Yoshida who makes the steal. Tanaka gets the layup, and moves her along now to 15 points for the game, as Coach Graff pulls the ripcord and calls for a timeout. 10-point ball game, 7 minutes, 21 left to go in the half. 47 plays, 37 at the training hall, where it is the Capitals up against the Jumo Sunflowers from Japan. Play restarts from the timeout. 10-point ball game, 7 minutes and 15 seconds. Bibby inside, tries to go inside to Hayes, who went immediately to Abrams, who'd cut away. Sinclair goes back to get it. Benny heads it off to Abrams. Abrams tries to dump it to Sinclair. A play that has been working throughout the game, but this time the Sunflowers were prepared, and Ugar manages to carry it the length of the floor. The layup is good. It's 47-39. 6 minutes, 48 seconds left to go in the half. Third quarter action here on sportradio.com.au. As Bibby puts up the J from the free throw line and makes it 49 plays, 39. Sinclair steals the inbound ball, and Sinclair racks up another 51-39. 6 minutes and 25 seconds left to go in the quarter. And the Capitals just doing it easily at the moment. Over the top, Yamada, cross court to Ugar. Ugar goes back into the hands of Tanaka. Tanaka to Umar with a hook shot. Bounces on the iron a few times. Sinclair, Hayes, and Benny boxing out. Abrams just throws the ball into the breadbasket of Abrams that time. Wasn't ready for it and had to come back to collect it. Bibby, now Abrams again. Sinclair, bounce pass to Benny. Benny hands off to Bibby, who loops around, then backs away. Top of the arc is Hayes. Back to Abrams. On 2 seconds left to put up the shot. Shot doesn't fall. Oh, Sinclair tried to control the rebound, but could not do so. And now Tanaka hands it off to Yoshida. Back out to Tanaka. Tanaka's He has to walk around the arc. Ungar, left side, Yoshida. Yoshida back to Tanaka. Tanaka's shot from the three-point arc doesn't fall, but Yamada does the rebounding. Gives it back that time to Yoshida again, who sets it back up to Ungar, who resets the play. Ungar, bounce pass to Yoshida. Left side to Tanaka, a two-handed pump shot from the three-point arc, doesn't fall. Bibby comes down with it. Bibby tries to carry it all the way. Dumps off to Abram, cutting baseline. That time, they stop, pull up. Hayes has it. Hayes thinks about shooting over the top of Yamada. Does so easily, and Hayes moves to 10 points for the game. 53 plays 39 here at the training hall. So it's Yoshida, fakes left, goes right to Tanaka. Tanaka goes back to Ugar on the right. Ugar works around left then right. Yamada inside, Tanaka outside. Tanaka takes on Bibby, does the full pirouette. The shot doesn't drop. Hayes does the rebounding. As we work away to 4 minutes, 28 seconds, 53 plays, 39. Inside, Sinclair tries to put up the shot, but it doesn't drop. And it will be a turnover as the ball fades over the baseline. Beattie with 4 personal fouls, spending some time on the bench at the moment. Knee packed quite, right knee just strapped quite tightly there as the timeout has been called. 53-39, lurking at the scorers. Hayes with 10's the leading scorer on the floor for the Capitals. Then 3 players with 8, Beattie, Hurst and Sinclair. 11 points going to the number 11 in Michaela Benny. Of course, that is Michaela Dalgleish. Michaela Benny this season with a slight name change. Then also out there was Jacinta Govind with 4 points so far. 2 points to Abrams and also 2 points. Of course, that's Bibby with 11 to Benny as well. So, looking at the Jumo Sunflowers, 8 points, the leading scorer on the floor is Suwa. Then it's Ugar with 7. 15 points for Tanaka. 4 points for Chunan. 3 points for Utsumi. And 2 points for Yamada as Sinclair is at the line, rattles around, but eventually does fall. Sinclair with the second, makes the shot. And it's Hayashi brings the ball back in, gives it off that time to Yoshida. Yoshida then goes back to the left-hand side. Ugar loses the dribble, has to go back out to Yoshida. Left side, gets it into the hands of Utsumi. Utsumi's shot from the three-point arc on the left side, doesn't fall. Hayes does the rebounding and Bibby brings it back. Bibby right side to Govind, who brings the ball, driving hard on the baseline, but the charging foul has been called against her. And it will be a substitution as Hayes sits down. And it will be Beatty who brings the ball back. As Yamada goes inside, goes out to Yoshida, back to Yamada, outside in. Again, they repeat the play. Then it goes off to Ugana. Ugana tries to get it into Hayashi for the layup, but it doesn't fall. Govind picks up the rebound, gives it off to Hurst, then off to Benny. Benny then gives it to Sinclair, who makes the shot and is fouled in the act of shooting. It'll be Utsumi picking up her second personal foul as the Sunflowers move to 14 fouls for the quarter. Sinclair makes the bonus and Peter Sinclair moves to 13 points for the game. 58-39, 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the term. Again, jump shot from Utsumi from the 3-point arc, right side that time, doesn't fall. And Benny will bring the ball back. Goes right side with Hurst. Hurst back to Benny. Back to Hurst. Then Beattie at the top of the key. Back right-hand side of the key. Still a long way from home. Was Hurst. Goes back Kevin. Kevin looking for Beattie under. Beattie gets mugged as she was double-teamed. And it will be a foul that time. Called against the number 12 of Yoshida. So Yoshida gets the foul called on her, sends Beattie to the line as they are in the bonus now. And Beattie will get two chances from the free throw line. Rattles in. Didn't look the most confident of shots, but in the end was effective. The second shot, waiting for Beattie to put it in the air. That time it rolls around the ring. It was just off to the right. Yes, Yamada does the rebounding, gives it off to Yoshida. Yoshida goes right-hand side that time, giving it to Utsumi. Utsumi is inside to Yamada, outside to Uga, back to Yamada. Yamada has to try and turn to the basket, then turn away, gives it to Utsumi. Utsumi puts up a three-point shot. It's slapped away off the iron by Hayashi. And it goes back out to Hayashi, gets it back at the top of the key. But the turnover was by Suwa. Suwa has it tapped away, but Caps turn it over at half court, and the Sumo and the Juno Sunflowers have control of the ball once again. Ungar trying to get around the screen, and I think it's Gavin who'll get her second personal foul. Hayes comes back in, a pushing foul on Gavin. Hurst sits down and Hayes comes back in as Coach Graff tries to rearrange the height difference there. Bounce pass, Ungar gives it off to Hayashi, back to Ungar. Ungar's shot is over the top of the ring. Benny almost gets mugged on the baseline. She is able to turn and go. But Yoshida, I think, will be called for her second personal foul. Indeed, she is. And we will have 59 plays, 39. We walk the floor as Benny now will have a chance to add to this lead. So Benny, first shot, rattles off the iron. Second shot is all net. And Benny moves to 3 points for the game. 60-39, 1 minute 50 left to go. As Ugar, bounce pass off to Yoshida, left side, going to Utsumi. Gives it back to Hayashi. Hayashi goes, drives in, has to outlet to Yoshida. It works round the arc. A 3-point shot put up that time by Utsumi. Doesn't fall, but the Sunflowers get it back, but this time inside to Yamada. It's slapped away and Sinclair comes up with the ball. Beattie working from behind nicely that time. 68 plays, 39, a minute and 15 seconds left to go in the quarter. Minute 10 now as Gavin leaves it behind. She ends up on the floor. Yoshida, quick transition, gives it down the floor to Yoko Uga. And she makes the shot, moves to 9 points for the game. As Benny brings it down the floor, but I think in the end it's been kicked out of play. No, it wasn't kicked out. Yes, it was. Kicked out by Yoshida in the end. Inbound ball now goes to Benny. Benny looking around. Goes to Gavin at the top of the arc, inside at the right elbow. Sinclair bouncing down on the lane to Hayes. Hayes has got Ugar, I think, or Yoshida falling over there. I just can't quite make out who. It was Yoshida falling over there. She picks up her third personal foul, and Hayes goes to the line. So the foul count really starting to stack up against the Sunflowers. 60 plays, 41 with Hayes at the line. Hayes, first shot off the front, off the back, and not in. Second shot on its way now. Too hard off the back iron. Oh, Gavin just headers the ball out of court as she misses the play. Tracy Beattie is laughing. I think Tracy Beattie thinks that's the funniest thing she's seen on the court. And the Sunflowers will restart the play from the side. Beattie's still not quite composed as Ugar puts up the shot from the right-hand elbow. Gavin now gets to make it back as she carries the ball down the floor. Looks to go left side to Sinclair. She's still on the arc. In the corner is Benny. Back over the top looking for Hayes. Working the clean-up in the key was Yamada. And Yamada hands it off immediately to Ugar. Ugar now backing away. Benny putting the pressure on her at the halfway mark. Working through Ugar. Drives down the right lane. And she's called for a charge on Gavin that time. The charge as Ugar tries to get the pass off to Utsumi. 60 plays 41. 5.5 seconds left to go in the third term. Here, AIS training hall. Oh, Benny lobs the ball over. Sinclair puts up a speculator on the buzzer, but the ref said it hadn't left the hand before the buzzer. 60 plays 41, and the Caps with a comfortable lead going into the final change. So the Caps with the advantage here as we work our way into the final term of the match. It's 60 to 41. The Capitals with the advantage now. The Jumo Sunflowers getting started once again. Tanaka has the ball in hand. Goes to the right-hand side. Gives it to Yamada. Yamada gets it back that time to Hayashi. Shot will eventually drop. And it was Yamada who makes it. 60 plays 43. Bibby now on the right-hand side. Bibby from the right elbow puts up the jump shot. Suar slaps it away. She should have taken control of the ball that time because she only got it as far as Natalie Hurst. So Hurst pushes to the right, then back to the left, trying to get away from Tanaka. Can't do so. Gives it to Bibby. Bibby lobs over the top, looking for Hayes, who's double-teamed. The jump ball will be wrapped up and... Well, Yamada just crashed into the back of Hayes that time as she's falling to the ground. It will be the Caps ball from the baseline this time. Abrams goes to Beattie, hands off to Bibby. Bibby gets the screen from Beattie, but the shot doesn't drop. And the Sunflyers, Bibby just chases through, knocks the ball away from Tanaka, who is looking for the easy layup. And now the Sunflowers will have to set up from the baseline once again. Ugar looking, goes left side to Utsumi. Utsumi goes up to the top to Tanaka. Tanaka now looking to the left. Bounce pass over the top to Hayashi. Inside to Ugar, gets it out to Yamada. And Yamada picks up her 6 points of the game. 60 plays 45, 8 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the game. As inside to Hayes. Hayes dumps it off to Hurst, who's cutting to the baseline, but it will be a foul called on Ugar. Her fourth personal now. 60 plays 45, 8 minutes 34. Abrams and Hayes were trying to work it down low, and it misses Hayes and over the baseline. Utsumi restarts for the Sunflowers, bringing it straight down the center. Ugar goes from the left to the right. Yamada trying to back in. The hook shot up over the top of Beattie. Doesn't fall. Beattie working with Hayes. Eventually keeps the ball into the hands of Hurst. And Hurst on the right side gives it to Abrams. Inside to Hayes. Hayes now back out to Hurst. Left side. That's Abrams who gives it to Hurst on the left side. Then to Bibby. Inside to Beattie. Tapped away. And the Sunflowers come back up with it. 7:58 left on the clock. 60 plays 45. Tanaka drives baseline. And the foul has been called on Natalie Hurst. Only her first personal of the evening. And it will be the Sunflowers ball from the baseline. One team foul apiece is Ugar. Brings it in long over the top Gives it to Utsumi. Utsumi gets it off to Hayashi. Hayashi, that time, tried to get it off to Tanaka for the shot. The shot didn't fall. Hayes does the rebounding, then gives it to Abrams. Back to Bibby. Bibby now over the top. Finds in the paint Hayes, and Hayes will make the shot fall. 62-45, 7 minutes and 25 seconds left to go in the game here as the Sunflowers trailing at the moment by 17. It's Ugar going back to Hayashi. Hayashi now, just got it into the hands of Yamada. Yamada just threw it into the waiting arms of Beattie, and the turnover's affected. Beattie now in the paint, gets the quick pass from Bibby. It was like a shot out of a gun. It was that hard and fast. Beattie finishes it off with a good layout. 64 plays, 45, 6 minutes 50 left to go in the game. Ugar now gives it back to Tanaka. Tanaka inside to Hayashi. Hayashi goes back out to Yamada. Yamada's shot doesn't fall. And it's the Capitals trying to clean up the tee it over the baseline. As Hayes sits down, Sinclair comes back out onto the court now. Ugar gets it inside to Yamada. Yamada goes across court. Utsumi gets the shot blocked that time from Beattie. Beattie doing a good job there, but the Sunflowers not able to respond in time, and it's out over the side. So Hurst bringing it back down, goes to the right-hand side. Abrams gives it to Bibby. Bibby tries to dump off into Sinclair, and Sinclair makes the layup. And Peter Sinclair now moves to 15 points for the game. Peter Sinclair, the leading scorer for the Capitals at this point in time. Hurst gets to sit down now as Benny sits down. Gavin comes in for Abrams, as Yamada will sit down for the Sunflowers. And Suar comes back out onto the floor. So the inbound pass now goes to Ugar. Ugar to Yoshida. Yoshida back to Ugar. Oh, the pass was looking for Suar inside, but it went to Benny. Ben kicks it off to Bibby. Bibby tried to get it to Gavin down on the paint, and the pass was too hot, and it's over the baseline. Sunflowers. Oh, Suar gets a hot pass. Has to double grab. Gets it to Yoshida. Then back off to Utsumi. Then to Ugar. Ugar back to Yoshida, and the low. A dry on the baseline. Try to drive in. Utsumi puts up a shot from the three-point arc on the left side. Yoshida does the rebounding in amongst some tall timber there. Ugar gives it back to Yoshida. Ugar gets it back. Now on the left side wing. Shot goes up. The Sunflowers do the rebounding. Utsumi, well done. Down in the paint there. Then as she tries to roll it out, is fouled. And that will be Utsumi getting subbed out of the game as Tanaka comes back in. And the Sunflowers have the ball from the side. Tanaka gets it underway. Goes to Yoshida. Then on to Ugar. Ugar now gives it back to Tanaka. Tanaka puts up a long-range J from the right-hand side. Shot doesn't fall. Beattie and Bibby work it back out over the half. Bibby now. Oh, we're dribbling it off to the left-hand side. Over the top. Gives it to Beattie. Then off to Benny. Benny's got Gavin in the corner, goes inside to Beattie, outside to Bibby for three. Bibby nails the three, and Bibby now with 14 points for the game. 69 plays 45 with 4 minutes and 50 seconds left to go. It's Tanaka, Ugar, then around the Yoshida. Suar has been very quiet since she's come back out in the last minute or so. Back into Tanaka. Tanaka, shot blocked by Beattie. And now Benny brings it back down. Drives the left-hand lane. Pulls up outside to Bibby. Bibby looking for Benny to cut a bit more as it goes back to the top of the arc. Beattie hands it off to Gavin. Gavin tries to go inside to Beattie, who is cutting into the paint. Turnovers affected. Tanaka drives all the way. Wasn't fouled by Sinclair as she went to the basket. Bibby comes up with the rebound as Suar was too late to try and grab the ball back for the Sunflowers. Bibby now driving down the right-hand side. Over the top to Beattie. Beattie is mugged as she receives the ball in. That'll be the fourth personal foul on Yoshida. And the timeout will be called. 4 minutes and 2 seconds left. Timeout called by the Juno Sunflowers. 69 plays, 45. As I said, Sinclair, leading scorer for the Capitals at the moment with 15 points. Then it's Bibby with 14. 11 points then for Tracy Beattie is 1 point behind, in fact, Krista Hayes, who has 12 points. Then it's 4 points for Gavin. 3 points for Benny. 2 points for Abrams. For the Jumo Sunflowers from Japan, it is 15 points to Tanaka, who hasn't added to her three-quarter time score at all. So it's been great defense. In fact, they've only added 4 points in the quarter so far, in the 6 minutes of the quarter so far, whilst they've put 9 points of their own on. The Capitals won the first quarter 25-14, won the second quarter 20-19, won the third quarter again. Their third quarters have been electric through the preseason so far, 15-8, and they are leading this quarter as well. So, Beattie, Benny, Sinclair and Gavin with Hayes returning to the floor for the Capitals, who will have the ball from the baseline. It's Yoshida, also Uga, Suma and Hayashi. Hayashi for the Sunflowers. Benny gets the ball from the inbound pass, gives it to Hayes. Gavin at the top of the arc, goes to Hayes at the free throw line, back out to Gavin. Gavin dribbles it around, trying to get to Sinclair in the corner. No, opts out to Beattie. Beattie tried to pump it into Hayes, but the shot was blocked from Suar, so it goes back into the hands of Ugar, who carries it down the floor. Tanaka's on the right side, Yoshida on the left, gives it off to Suar, then gets the hand off back. Back across to Yoshida, then going back to Tanaka. Tanaka inside to Ugar, who kicks it out to Yoshida again, gives it to Tanaka, and Tanaka nails the three. Tanaka now up to 18 points for the game. 69 plays 48 here with 3 minutes and 15 seconds left to go. Benny to Beattie. Beattie top of the arc. Sinclair looking to get some space on the left-hand lane. Goes back to Benny. Benny drives down the left-hand side now, but has to pull back out outside the arc. Pucks up the three, hits the iron, and Beattie just slaps it into the grandstand here. And it will be the turnover to the Sunflowers. 69 plays, 48 here at the training hall. Bounce pass off that time by Ugar. Ugar tries to take it all the way. She thought she got pushed over. Benny gets back to her feet as Beattie now gives the ball back to Benny. Benny starts to set up the play. Benny over the top looking for Hayes. Hayes leaves it short though on the shot, but is fouled. So Hayashi getting called for the foul. That's her second personal. And it is a shooting foul. So Hayes goes to the line. So Hayes now makes the first. Second on its way, rattles off the iron, and it does not drop. So Ugar now bringing the ball back. Goes to Yoshida on the right, gets it back. Ugar gives it off to Hayashi. Hayashi to Tanaka. Tanaka to Suar. Back to Ugar for three. Caps trying to box out, but Yoshida will get it back. Gives it off to Tanaka. Ugar sets up the play. 2 minutes left. Rattling it off between Yoshida and Ugar. Ugar drives baseline, gives it back to Tanaka. Tanaka then takes the shot, gives it back to Suar. Suar nails it from the baseline. And it's 69-48 here with a minute 52 run on the clock. 10 points for the number 15 from the Jumo Sunflowers. Suar. 18 points for Tanaka as Hayes tries to turn around jumper. Hayashi now picks up her third personal foul in quick succession, and that will send the Capitals to the line. Krista Hay will shoot for two. 69.50. Check that. It's 20-point lead as Hayes makes the first. 70 plays 50 with a shot to come. Second, rattles in and out, and Hayashi picks up the rebound, gives it off to Yoshida. Yoshida now looking around, goes to Tanaka. Tanaka has an open look at a three, doesn't fall. Beatty eventually comes up with it, gives it off to Benny on the right-hand side, kicks it left side to Sinclair. Sinclair over the top to Hay, and Hay has got hands in the back, and this time it'll be Suar. Suar picks up her third personal foul. A minute 22 seconds left to go in the game. 20-point lead to the Capitals, and Hayes will go back to the line. So Hayes' shot is off the iron, and it does not drop. So Hayes makes the second. 71 plays 50. Bounce pass from Yoshida to Ugar to get it into the front court. Yoshida gets it back, top of the arc. Goes inside to Suar. Suar outlets to Ugar. Ugar, baseline jump shot is good. She moves to 11 points for the Graham. 71 plays 52. 18-point ball game now as Hayes gets it on the right-hand side. Goes back to Beattie, top of the arc. Then back to Sinclair. Sinclair looks around, left-hand side, gives it to Benny. Benny has the ball stolen from her by Yoshida, and Yoshida makes the layup as Sinclair couldn't get a hand on it. 46 seconds left as Benny now brings the ball back. Full court pressure from the Japanese side. They bring it up over the half. 71 plays 54. Benny runs out of options, has to go backwards, gives it to Hayes, top of the key. Not much cut flash action now as Benny goes into Hayes, who gets into the paint. She tries to put up the right-handed shot, just wouldn't fall, but there it outlets now, and Benny will reset. Benny now inside to Beattie. Beattie has it slapped away by Suar. Suar will carry it down and makes the layup as Beattie puts the foul on. Beattie now sits down. She's fouled out of the game, and just Beattie. Well, I don't know. Bibby is going to come back on for Tracy Beattie. Bibby thought she was out of the game, had her shoes untied, just about threw them at Tracy when she came off the court saying, "You bugger, you're putting me back on the floor." And now Bibby has to tie the shoes up. We wait for that as of Suar will try to make the bonus here. Hurst has her shoes off already, starting to pull the strapping off as well. Suar makes the bonus, 71-57, 10 seconds left, the full pressure now. Hayes has to go over the top to Bibby. Bibby kicks it left for Gavin. Gavin for three on net from the baseline. And a great way for her to finish off the game with 7 points. As time runs out here at the AIS Training Hall, it is the Capitals taking a good win. 74 plays 57 here at the Training Hall in this pre-season tournament that continues. Look forward to the AIS up against the Townsville Fire in the next game. But 74 plays 57. Well, Graffy, a much different team tonight than the AIS, and a good win, solid performance all round.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, the Japanese play a different style. You know, it's 3-point shooting and drive and dish, and you know, I think we made some adjustments from last night, but certainly, like you say, not a totally different style team to the AIS. And you know, we played our bench a lot more. We're down to 8 players. Cunningham was out vomiting today, so you know, a chance for our bench to get a good run and for us to continue to work on some things that we need to get done ready for October the 5th.
Well, you have Townsville and Dandenong left to play in this tournament. What changes do you have to make? Hopefully Caitlin comes back.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if we haven't got Caitlin tomorrow, I'm sure we'll have her for Sunday. But, you know, I think it's really, you know, again, they're two different teams from the Institute. They don't have big posts. You know, they're probably stronger in the guard department. But, you know, for us, it's about stamping our authority on them, letting them know that they're playing when they play us in the, you know, their first round in the season, that they're playing the former champs, and I think we need to, you know, move forward with that, with our defensive intensity, our feeds to the post, and just keep working on building the style that we want to play.
How important is a game like this tonight, where you get Gavin having a three-point shot. You had Peter Sinclair playing at the post down low and really finding space in the paint like that.
Yeah, look, I think it's a great opportunity for them to get a chance to play. You know, when you're a bench player or a squad member, you know, it's a lot about practice, but it's a great chance for them to show their wares and make a point that, hey, coach, put me in for a couple of minutes and I can do what you need to get done. Plus, it gives the chance to rest some of those bigger minute players because we do have low numbers in four games in 4 days. So, you know, good opportunity for them and a good chance to limit the minutes for Bibby Abrams and Hurst.
Yeah, it's not too often that anyone gets to outscore Bibby and Beattie on the floor there, but Sinclair gets to rack that one up tonight.
She did, and, you know, like you say, she did a good job post-stealing inside, coming up with a couple of nice little steals on the inbounds pass, and, you know, that's why she's such a good complementary piece to our team.
Well, all the best for the rest of the tournament.
Thanks, mate.
And so, looking at the final scores here for the Capitals, it was a 74-57 win. They shot for the game at 54.7% over the Sunflowers, shooting at 32.4%. Point scorers, well, as we mentioned, 15 to Peter Sinclair, 14 to Bibby and Krista Hayes, 11 to Tracy Beattie, 8 points to Natalie Hurst, and 5 to Jacinta Govind. 3 points to Michaela Benny and 2 points to Kelly Abrams. For the Sunflowers, they were led by Tanaka with 18 points, 13 points for Sumar, then 11 points for Ugar, 4 points for Chunan, 2 points for Yoshida, 6 points for Yamada, and 3 points for Utsumi. So, an interesting game indeed. We'll be back shortly here at the AIS Training Hall with the Peter Buckle-led Townsville up against the AIS.